All right, Brian and Lynette, are you on here?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Hi, Ron.
All right. Well, welcome. All right. Well, listen, guys, we anticipate this call is going to be about 30 minutes, and the purpose of it is to get you prepared for next week's event and congratulate you for registering. We're going to have a great event, and you know, during that event, we're going to do some things that I hope will change the direction of your real estate business. So the better you come prepared, the better chance we've got of helping you actually take deals out of there that you can turn into cash after we show you exactly how to do just that. First, let me give you a little bit of logistical information here in case you don't have it. We are going to be doing the event at the Holiday Inn on Hauck Road in Cincinnati. That's H-A-U-C-K. And the hotel phone number, if you were taking notes, write this one down, and you really should get something right with and right on if you don't have it. The phone number is 513-563-8330. That's 513-563-8330. The room rate is $95 a night, and I strongly suggest that unless you've got a drive that's very, very short, that you stay with us so that you can network with the group, because we are actually going to be going to about 7:30 the first two nights and 6 o'clock the third night. And the more you can hang around and the more you can go up and relax and take a nap you need to, and less traveling you have to do, the more attention that we can get while you're there, so the better absorption rates you're going to have. We will start this thing at 8 a.m. sharp on the first day, which is next Wednesday. And we're going to go till 5 o'clock the last day, which is next Saturday. So I'm going to start on time, but we might want to be there some, probably 30 minutes early on the first day, and I hope that this made the case why you really ought to be staying there if at all possible. 8 o'clock's pretty early to be getting up and getting in Cincinnati traffic and trying to get there on time. In fact, Cincinnati is the only city that I could not get out of not too long ago, and I missed my plane because of it. Cincinnati afternoon traffic, so I'm glad I'm going to be in the hotel for the whole time that I'm there. We are going to cover a lot in our time together. Beginning on the first day, we're going to make sure you have the tools you need to get through the Pretty House business's entirety, which will take up your first day and half of your second day. You will get a 325-page manual when you arrive, but please do not bring any courses with you. You will not need them. In fact, all you need to bring with you is you and something to write with, and frankly, we're even going to give you the something to write on. So just come prepared. You're probably going to want to bring a calculator and with a camera in it, and in other words, your cell phone. You are going to be able to take pictures of the screen anytime you like. Take pictures of anything you want. We don't have any restrictions against that. So that's probably the way people, or most people, take notes today, is they just snap pictures of the screen and then jot down things as they see fit. The real important thing about tonight's call is that you should have received property information sheets by now with your confirmation, and those are the sheets that we're going to use in class. If you do not have that sheet, you can find it in your purple Control Without Ownership course. And you can find it at ronlegrand.com/FISBO. You'll find it there. And there's a 17-minute video that you can download as well or watch that will kind of give you the same lesson I'm giving you now. And that's how to fill out those property information sheets. My friends, that sheet is the difference between you making money quickly and not. And I'm going to let Brian and Lynette Wolf here tell you who they are for a minute, how important those sheets are that you bring to class. Guys, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. We are just so excited to be here. And the more property lead sheets you bring in, the more deals we can close for you right there, pre-negotiate the deal right there at the event. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. For those of you that don't know us, I'm Brian Wolf. I'm Lynette Wolf. And Brian Wolf.
Hi, Brian Wolf. Okay.
And we're we actually are in Arizona, and oh my goodness, we met Ron LeGrand 11 years ago, and he changed our life forever. And you know what? I'm saying this, and I'm just so in awe and so in love with you, Ron. You, because of you, you have changed our life forever. And we owe you everything.
And now we had both been realtors for a long time, and we had been in the business in many different capacities. I was also a loan officer, and we had thought we really knew what we were doing in this business. And then I met Ron, and wow, he opened my eyes on ways to conceive of the business and to do deals that I had never even imagined. And after having been in the business, Lynette and I were in the business a combined 40 years already when we met Ron. But we made some marginal shifts thanks to Ron, quantum leaps in our success rates. And also, guess what? We are now at this mastermind meeting with Ron with so many students who have been around a long time. And we talk about this event as life-changing. And I'm looking in this room, and there's an array of people who this has changed their lives. And they quit their job. They moved on. They do just real estate now. And they're hugely successful and have the lifestyle they want. So this can really be a life-changer for you.
That's right. And like Brian said, we have 40 years combined in real estate and mortgages. We average 4 to 6 deals per month, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. We are transaction engineers. They call us the king and queen of automation, and we're super excited to be there for you. And like Ron said, bringing in the most property lead sheets possible. Ron, do you remember from the last Quick Start Real Estate School, Andrew? He had dropped all his letters and he actually, I didn't get a chance to tell you this yet, but we put 4 of his houses under contract at that Quick Start Real Estate School, and he was able to exit out. Yeah, can I tell you about one of the deals? It's so exciting. The one deal was we took over the debt for $105, and the PITI was $656 a month. The seller said they would sell for what's owed, the $105. The property is worth $125. And it did not need any repairs, and it was vacant. Okay, We were able to help Andrew get a $5,000 non-refundable deposit, $899 a month on a lease purchase buyer. That's cash flowing, and he sold it for $129,900. So he made $5,000 up front, $105,129, another $25,000. Total equity plus monthly cash flow, all because he brought this lead into the Quick Start Real Estate School.
Good, and on a free house, I might add. You got the house for free.
That's right, zero money down.
And you guys are going to see how you can do tons of these in Cincinnati and all throughout. In fact, we're going to have people in this room from the area, but quite a few of them from outside of the area as well. So let me get going on this property information sheet. Because the more of these that you can bring, the better chance we got to get new deals. And you should know that the Wolves will be calling all of your leads that you bring if they are complete when you bring them. So I need to identify what that means. And we'll actually be calling some of those leads live in class on the first evening, right up till 7:30, and then they will be calling them one-on-one outside of the room while class is going on, and tape recording those calls and putting them on your telephone so you can have the recorded call that they have done. And our goal is to get through all of your leads, see how many deals we can construct for you so you can see how it was done, and then you can go home and follow up on those that we got done for you there orally, and then, of course, all of the rest of the leads that you bring and generate in the future. So if you'll take a look at your property information sheet, you'll see that there are stars on it, big stars. And, of course, they're there for a reason. And the reason is we must have those blanks filled in. If you'll start right at the top right, you'll see the first thing we want to know is the seller's asking price. Now, this is assuming, of course, that we got the seller's name and we got the seller's phone number and we got the address of the house. You'll see that there at the top. But we must know the asking price. We're not going anywhere with a deal that we don't even know what the seller's asking. And then right below that, it says, you know, what does the seller think it's worth? And so this is what you ask the seller. If I had the house appraised, what do you think it would appraise for? It's important to us that we know what the seller thinks the house is worth, because sometimes they think it's worth more than it is, sometimes less, sometimes they're dead on. I want to know what their mindset is.
Now, below that, you'll see one that says your comps. Your comps is for you to fill in, not for you to ask your seller. You'll go to sites like Zillow.com or Trulia.com or HomeSnap.com with two P's, and you'll do the best you can. God train you at the event how to get comps. You'll do the best you can to find properties that look similar to yours in square footage and in the same area that sold in the not-too-distant past, and figure out what you think the top market value of that property is, assuming that it's in excellent condition, because, frankly, most of these pretty house deals that you're going to be working on will be in excellent condition. So just give me what you think. And the truth is, if there's any blank that you can't get filled out, make it that one. But it would help a lot if I knew what you think the market value is compared to what the seller thinks the market value is. Now, in the square below that, you'll see the loan information. This is critical information. We must have this information. If we don't, the paper that you bring the lead in on is worthless, because, folks, we cannot make an offer or figure out what the next move is if we don't know what the loan balance is. You simply ask the seller, what do you owe, period. That's all there is to it. Most of the time, you'll get an answer. If you don't get an answer, if you look in your purple course, there's a rebuttal to that question in there in case they say, well, that's none of your business. I can't tell you what page it's on, but it's in there. And that rebuttal goes something like, well, sometimes we pay cash for houses. Sometimes we lease option them. Sometimes we buy them with owner financing. Regardless of how we buy it, we're going to need to know what's owed on it so we can determine whether we can work with you or not. If you read that script word for word, it will overcome any objection you might have to that question. And honestly, if you read that script and you can't get the answer, I don't care about the answer. Don't bring that lead to class. What you've just accomplished is you screened out some bedwood and time wasters. Please remember, we can only work with people who want to work with us, and you're going to be surprised at how high of a percentage of the total leads you generate that is. I can tell you, from a nationwide basis, our virtual assistants calling leads for our clients is about, they're getting about a 37% average of yeses versus nos to the questions right below the loan amount, which means about 37% of the people that we call are willing to either lease purchase or sell with owner financing or sell us the house for what they owe it, like the one that Lynette just described. But before we get there, make sure we get the loan balance. Get the loan balance, get the payment, and I must know if the payment is PITI, principal, interest, taxes, or insurance, and that it's current. The question you would ask me on the current part is not is your payment current, but I assume your payment is current. And then if it isn't, of course, make a note. If the payment is not current, I am going to need to know about how many months it is behind. By the way, when I'm through here, I will open it up for you to ask questions, so if you want to take notes while we're talking. All right, right below that is the big scripts. If you'll notice, there's three blocks there. And if you look to the left side, the block says, will you sell for what you owe on it? But it says to ask that question only if there's a $35,000 or less gap between the loan balance and the asking price. My friends, please do not ask that question. If the house is free and clear, that would be kind of foolish. Would you sell for what you owe on it? Or if there's a lot of equity. For example, if you got a $150,000 ARV and you got a $100,000 loan, and the seller says, I want $140,000, for you to ask them, will you sell for what you owe, is doing nothing but alienate them, and that'll probably be the end of your conversation, or certainly at the end of the attention span of the seller. So be very careful to ask that question only if there's a small gap between the loan and the asking price. Now, if you do ask that question, and the answer comes back yes, I don't need any more answers to those questions in the middle. That's the only answer I need, if it comes back yes. If it comes back no, then you move over to the lease purchase question. Would you consider a lease purchase and get me a yes or no on that one and circle it yes or no? If the house is free and clear
move over to the right, and it asks, would you consider taking your equity in monthly payments? And if the answer is no to that, follow the arrow down to the next line that says, would you lease purchase? So what I'm looking for, very simply, is a yes or a no in one of those three blocks. If you bring these and they do not have a yes or a no to one of those three blocks, Lynette, what happens to that lead?
It does not get taken seriously. As a matter of fact, Ron throws it away.
I don't throw it away. Throw it away.
No, I know. Actually, what happens is we're gonna do the yeses first. So we're going to go through all the lead sheets that have yeses. We're going to pre-screen at lightning speed. And then if we have some extra time.
Then we call the nose.
Then
all
we
right,
call
guys.
The nose. That's right.
Here's also what you're going to learn, and that is that a full one-third of the no's are really yeses. So don't discard the no's. Bring them to class, because if we get enough time, and we probably will in this class, because we're only going to have one busload in this class. It won't be a large class, so that kind of works in your advantage, and we'll probably have enough time to work all the leads that you bring. But remember, we must have a yes or a no answer to one of those blocks. And then if you look down below that, there's a few more important ingredients that I want. Now, look at the bottom right of the page. You'll see it isn't starred, and probably should be, but we definitely need to know if that house is listed. Please ask that question. Is the house listed, yes or no? And also, of course, does it need repairs? And if it needs repairs, I need to just get a general idea of whether it's a major repair, minor repair, or no repair. That's really all I need to know. And then down at the bottom, please don't bring these without telling me how many bedrooms and baths and how many square footage it's got. That's pretty important information, because these little old teeny tiny boxes are not worth us chasing. So I want to know what we're dealing with. The more square footage, the better. The more bedrooms and baths, the better. The more quality of prospect, the easier it is to get out of when you get in it. So with that said, I think the sheet is self-explanatory. If it is not, and you probably should go back and watch that 17-minute video anyway on ronlegram.com/FISBO and go over what I just said again. You cannot bring too many of these leads with you. So now, where do we find these leads? The answer is you go on Craigslist first in your area. Look under houses for sale as well as houses for rent. You'll find a lot of good candidates under houses for rent. Call them and ask them the information on the property information sheet. Also, suggest you ride around and look for sale by owner signs in front of houses in nice neighborhoods. Please stay out of the garbage areas. We are going to talk about junk houses in this class and how to make money with them. But we are not looking for these low-end houses for the pretty house side of the business where you're going to see most of your money is going to come from. We're looking for beautiful homes in beautiful neighborhoods. And while I'm on that subject, there is no neighborhood too high in Cincinnati or any other city for us to work on. And in fact, it would please me to no end if you bring multi-million dollar deals into this class. I will show you how to make six figures on these houses with the exact same amount of work and the exact same amount of risk, which is none, that you will do on the $150,000 houses. So some of you have been around a while. I'm going to have to recondition you about the value of the quality of properties that you're going to be dealing in. In the pretty house side of the business, you will not be using your money. You'll not be using your credit or anybody else's money for that matter. So bring the best quality prospects to class that you can find in the most gorgeous neighborhoods you can find. And if you are looking for a home to live in, for crying out loud, bring all the leads you can in the areas where you want to live, and I'll bet you we can find you a home that you can walk into with no money and most certainly no application to a bank. All right. FISBO ads online, on Craigslist, also on any other website that you can get on. That go to, what was the name of that site? I can't think of it right now. Anyway, go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in whatever city you're in, And here come a whole bunch of sites that people advertise houses for sale and classifieds. So if between now and the event, if you'll just call the ads online, and sometimes you have to email them and get them to contact you back with their phone number so you can call, call the for sale by owner signs in front of houses and do whatever you can to turn up these leads. Get as many of them as you can, bring them to class, and we'll see if we can't send you home with some really good almost done deals. All right, Brian and Lynette, did I miss anything?
I will actually double what Ron said there, because I think people, one of the mindsets that we have to get everybody over and that I had to get over initially was you are not financially responsible the way you structure these deals. So when they see a house that's worth $1 million, somehow still somewhere in their mind they think, oh, I'm on the hook for $1 million. Guys, when you structure these right, you've got the perfect world, no risk, and huge upside rewards.
And nobody's ever going to be making $5,000 a month payments, are they, Brian?
No, you set this thing up right. Yeah. And Ron, you taught us how to do it.
All right. Lynette,
we owe you everything. Ron, we love you.
Well, checks will work. Okay.
The checks will work. Now, I do want to say one quick thing. So bring as many lead sheets in as possible, like Ron said. The more property lead sheets, the more likely you'll go home with a pre-negotiation.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, whoa.
All callers are muted.
Wow, I thought I was going to open it up there, but it sure got
Oh, my goodness, what was that?
Listen, guys, if you could actually cut down the noise right now and watch the background noise, I'm going to try one more time to open it up and to see if I can take a couple of questions before we end the call tonight. And if that doesn't work, it doesn't work. Because I'm going to see you in a few days anyway. So let's see what happens here.
All callers are unmuted.
All right. This has got to be fun.
All callers are muted.
All right. Well, we can't do that. So if you've got any questions, you can email them to me. You can reach me at tish@globalpublishinginc.com. That's globalpublishinginc.com. Tish, T-I-S-H, at globalpublishinginc.com. Or if it's an administrative question or a hotel question or something like that, just call our office and ask the staff, and they will give you the answers to that. So with that said, thank you for tuning into the call tonight. We appreciate you taking the time to do it. Looking forward to spending next week with you and showing you what the real world of real estate is like out there for those who have been trained to do it correctly. So
absolutely.
We'll see you next week. I'm Brian and Lynette. Thanks for helping.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love
Bye-bye.
It. Bye.